In the gospel reading today, our Lord asked the question to the scribes and Pharisees who were there watching him, looking for any opportunity to be able to find something to accuse him of. And he asked them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? Now, the purpose of asking that is not a matter that doing evil obviously is okay, but rather that these people had justified themselves in the evil that they were doing. It was a Sabbath day, but they came intentionally not to worship God, but to find something to accuse our Lord of, to be able to condemn him. And so that's why he's asking the question. You're basically saying to yourself, it's okay for us to do evil on the Sabbath, but it's not okay for you to do something that's good. And then when this man's hand is healed, without our Lord touching him in any way, shape, or form, without doing anything other than speaking, what do we hear? They became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Once again, they're going to tell us that what they're doing is just fine. I actually saw that at one point when I was in Israel. It was Friday night, remember the Sabbath begins when the sun goes down. On Friday night, we were in a restaurant, and all of a sudden there was this screaming and yelling and rocks being thrown at the windows, and it was just chaos. Well, there was a group of the very devout Jewish people coming back from temple, and apparently this restaurant was owned by some Jewish people, and so they started literally throwing rocks at the window, breaking the windows, screaming and yelling. It's like, okay, it wasn't right for this guy to have his restaurant open on the Sabbath, but somehow it's okay for you guys to be throwing rocks and breaking the windows and making a scene on the Sabbath. And so it comes back to our Lord's question. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath, or rather than to do evil? Now let's ask ourselves how we're dealing with the Sabbath day these days. Sunday is not a day of rest for most Catholics. It is not a day of recreation. It is not a day of study. It's a day of carrying on our own pursuits, doing whatever it is that we want to do, an extra day for work. We're not doing what God is asking of us. We want to go shopping. We want to make sure that those stores stay open on Sunday rather than being closed, because we're going to go there and give them money. And we justify ourselves in all of these things. It's okay that I did it because. Fill in the blank. We are experts at rationalization. We can justify just about anything. It doesn't work, but we keep trying. And then we do exactly what St. Paul is speaking to the Corinthians about, and that's that we boast about our sins. It's bad enough that we're going to do something stupid, and then we're going to boast about it. We need to stop. We need to start doing what God is asking us to do. It was interesting this morning as I was praying the office of readings. The reading was from the prophet Jeremiah. It was after Nebuchadnezzar had come against Jerusalem, and there was a remnant of people that was left there. They came to the prophet Jeremiah and said, please pray to the Lord, because we're just a remnant, we're just a few where there used to be many. Just tell us what God wants. We will do whatever the Lord asks. Jeremiah gets the answer to the prayer. says, just stay here, be quiet, do what the Lord is asking. If you go to Egypt, everything that you're afraid of is going to follow. They did exactly the opposite of what the Lord said. Oh, just tell us whatever God wants and we'll do it. Yeah, right. We are really good at lip service. Our hearts aren't always there, though, are they? So we see that need for a deeper conversion. Because these things have a profound impact on us. We can try to justify all that we want, but it doesn't work. But there's a bigger problem. And that is, when we sin, we have to remember that we hurt ourselves. And the higher one is in the spiritual life, the more profound is the impact that a sin has. In other words, if we're just new into our conversion, we've hardly moved forward at all, well, think of it as a ladder. You're still basically just one rung up. If you fall down, you're probably not going to get hurt too badly. But if you're up the ladder a ways and you fall, even if you catch yourself and you don't hit the ground, you're quite a few steps down from where you were. It has a greater impact on our soul and on our spiritual life. So not only is it nothing to brag about, but we need to be able to recognize what our sins are doing to our own self. Another thing that we need to be aware of, and it's something I talk about in the confessional with people all the time, because, again, in our humanness, it's like, well, I already did this, and I knew I was going to be going to confession in a few days, so I did it a few more times because I was going to go to confession anyway. It's like, really? Well, I was already in the state of mortal sin, so I just say to them, all right, if you're putting a picture up on the wall, you're going to put the nail in, and you miss the nail and you smash your thumb, do you say, well, I already hit my thumb once with the hammer, so I may as well do it a couple more times before I go to the hospital. I broke my thumb, so what difference does it make? Let's hammer it a few more times. We'd say, no, I'm not going to do that. That would be really stupid. So, well, that's what you're doing to your soul. And the fact that it's not physical, therefore you don't feel the pain, doesn't mean that nothing is happening. And you see how the devil works. He's right there to be able to say, well, you already did this, therefore do it a few more times. No, we need to understand what happens to our souls. And we need to quit trying to justify why it's okay for us to do something that's wrong. And we need to do what our Lord is asking, and that is to do what is right. To be obedient to the Lord. Like I said, we're really good at lip service. We will do whatever God wants, as long as what God wants is what I want. I don't really want to conform myself to His will. I want Him to conform Himself to my will, because what I want is, of course, the best. Yeah. We need to get this turned around. We can't be going along just because everyone else is doing it. It doesn't take a genius to see the direction that our country is going right now. If you want to go along with everyone else and what they're doing, it's not going to be a pretty sight. If you're going to do what's right, yeah, you're going to be persecuted. People are going to make fun of you because you're not going along with everyone else. So we have to make a choice. Do we really want to be obedient to God? Or do we just want to fit in? Do we want to be like everyone else? Do we want to do what everyone else is doing? So we need to quit boasting about our sins. We need to quit justifying our sins. We need to recognize what it's doing to us. And we need to make a really, really, really serious choice. Do we really mean it when we say, I will be obedient to whatever God is asking me to do? That's really what it comes down to. Just simply look at what we do on Sundays. Is it okay to do good on Sundays rather than to do evil? I know going shopping isn't evil. On a Sunday it is. By itself going shopping it's not. On the Sabbath day it is. Mowing my lawn, that shouldn't be a problem. Well, if mowing your lawn is your hobby, I mean, you just absolutely love mowing your lawn, fine, go ahead and mow your lawn on Sunday because that's just what you absolutely love to do. I have my doubts that any of you have that on your list of hobbies. You shouldn't be doing it on a Sunday. Just fill in the blank. What are you doing on Sunday? Is it acceptable to do good rather than to do evil? Because we've sure made it acceptable to do what's wrong. We've justified it. We brag about it. We do all the things exactly what are being condemned in the readings today. That's why, again, I ask that same question. Do we really want to be obedient to God? Are we really serious when we say that that's what we're going to do? Or are we just giving him lip service, but our hearts are far from him?